الله أكبر
الله أكبر الله أكبر
لا إله إلا الله
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. It is all praise and worship is for Allah, the Lord and cherish of all the systems of knowledge. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, with Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. We seek refuge with him from our own weaknesses, faults, and errors. Alhamdulillahi Akhmaduhu, Wasta'inuhu, Wasta'dihi, Wastaghfiruhu. Washadu la ilaha wadahu la sharika lahu washadu anna muhammada abduhu rasuluhu alhamdulillahi wa salatu wa salamu ala karil musallim muhammadin wa alihi wa sahbihi wa ajma'in. That is all praise due to Allah. I praise him and I seek his assistance. I seek his guidance and I ask his forgiveness. I bear witness that there is no God and he has no partners. And I bear witness that Muhammad is his servant and his messenger. All praise is due to Allah. We ask Allah's peace and blessings on the best among the prophets, Muhammad, as well as his family and his companions. Ameen. Dear Muslims, again, I greet you. Assalamu alaikum. Jumma Mubarak. A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim. Ya ayyuhal ladina amanu ista'inu bisabri. Wassalati inna allaha ma'as sabreen. Salak Allah deen, surely Allah speaks the truth. That is the second surah, ayat 153. And the translation is as follows. O you who have believed, seek help through patience and prayer. Indeed, Allah is with the patient. We say, surely Allah speaks the truth. Today's khutbah, inshallah, is understanding patience. In a hadith narrated by Jabir, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that whoever abstains from asking others, Allah will make him contented. Whoever tried to make himself self-sufficient, Allah will make him self-sufficient. And whoever remains patient, Allah will make him patient. Nobody can be given a blessing better or greater than patience. A quote from Imam Muhammad, radiallahu anhu, he said that life is a challenge and we have to face the challenge. That means accept that life is a challenge and then deal with it and know we have already been equipped by our very human makeup to surmount it and to beat it. You know, there's a story about a king who announced that he wanted the post of a personal assistant filled. And he said that anybody who wanted it need to come and meet him. So many people gathered in the palace and the king led them to a pond and said, whoever will fill this pond's water in this pot will be chosen for the post. But remember, there is a hole in the pot. So some people left without a single try, while some tried once and then said, the king has already chosen someone else, let's go. But one man kept filling the pot with pond water very patiently. And he filled the water in the pot from the pond and it came out on the ground. But always within a few moments, the water poured on the ground completely. He tried that an uncountable number of times. At last, the pond became empty. The man found a diamond ring in the bottom of the pond, and he gave it to the king. And at this, the king said, this ring is the reward for your patience and your hard work, and you are fit for the job. So the man confirmed that patience pays. In the ayah I started out with, Surah 2, 153, Allah, we are addressed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, O you who have believed. The belief is aminu, and it comes from amina. It's the same place where faith, iman, is found. This aminu is used to tell us that we have believed. We are in a secure place. You know, we are also, we have a trust. We're in a place of trust where we're in that belief. You know, faith is belief and a trust and a loyalty to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is something believed with a strong conviction. It is something that I can say I have faith, belief in Allah, and I can say I am unanimous in that. And when we have accepted this religion, this deen, this way of life we now live, we accept that we are realigning our life back to the way Allah created us to be. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us we are born on the same fitra, and we are born to live this life. It is our nature to have to be an aminu, to be someone who believed. It is part of our nature that's in us. In the quote from the Imam, that he points out that we have already been equipped in our very human makeup. So the Imam is speaking to our original nature. It is our nature that we are going to be secure and in safety by trusting Allah. We're going to be secure and in safety and believing and trusting in our nature that Allah has given us and created us with. Allah says in the Quran, "In God then let the believers place their trust." The human capacity for trust and trusting isn't measured out on an equal basis. Some people are able to trust more easily than others and are in fact better at being trustworthy and judging trustworthiness. And you know, I can admit this without any fear of my ride home, that sisters have a better sense of being able to judge. I can admit that. You know, they can read somebody real fast where we might give them a couple extra chances. But a sister has that sense of being able to judge, you know, in most cases. So once again, the nature of attachment that we've had to our parents or our guardians in childhood, in that nature, whether it was secure or insecure, that determines how trusting we are. Because these early attachments provide the working model on how we see the world and how we see the people in it. You can always, when a young child, when it comes into an environment that's new to them, they get real clingy. If you take them in somewhere and they don't know anybody, they're going to grab on you. You ain't going to be able to put them down. They're going to hold your hand. They're going to be real hesitant to venture out and to explore. You know, they want to make sure that the security they trust is not going to leave them or make them feel alone. Once they feel more secure, they seem to tend to relax, and then they'll explore. And then you look up and they're having the best time of anybody there. You're going to have to drag them out of that place. They will talk, they'll interact with others, and when they feel that trusted nation take over, it's over with. You know, I bring this up to say that this nature that is natural inside of us, the circumstances we go through and how it affects us, it changes us. Once you are secure in this trust, these questions come to mind. If you need help, can you turn to someone you can trust? If you need support, will someone be there for you and will they be happy to give you what you need? Will you be comforted and relieved by the support that you're giving? I bring up how we have to have that trust in nature, not due to having to trust other people, but because first we must have trust in Allah. Our faith in other people must come after we have established a foundation of iman, faith. And once we have established ourselves as believers, iman, we have believed, then, you know, if you need support, will Allah be there for you? Will Allah be happy to give it? Allah says in the Quran, "But Allah doeth support with his aid whom he pleaseth." And again, Allah tells us, "Has he not found thee orphan and given thee shelter? and found thee lost on thy way and guided thee, and found thee in want and given thee sufficiency. Surely Allah speaks the truth. So we are told by Allah that He will give us support that we need, the support we seek, the support we have to have in our life. And He will be happy to give it. Isn't Allah Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim? So today's topic again is understanding patience. And what I'm doing here is I'm laying a foundation for us to see that the patience and the prayer that must come from being amanu, from being believers, from being having believed, to having the belief and trust and faith in Allah. That's where it comes from. Will you be comforted and relieved by the support given to you from Allah? Allah says, your Lord will shower His mercies on you and disposes of your affairs toward comfort and ease. So Allah is again telling us that He is Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. His mercy overrides His wrath. And His mercy will bring us toward the comfort and the ease that we are seeking whenever we have a problem, whenever we're dealing with difficulty. Allah will be there to help us get it all settled and bring us to comfort and ease. So once we have established that we believe, we are aminu, we have believed, once we have established that, then we can trust and we can have faith in Allah without even have to worry about what we're thinking about. We just know that, hey, what I'm dealing with, Allah's gonna finish this out. He's gonna take care of this. And as I enter, you know, get near the end of the first part of this khutbah, I go back to the story I used in the opening. The king wanted a personal assistant, and he took all those that came for the job to the pond, and he told them again to fill up the pot, even though there was a hole in the pot. Now, can you imagine how that was? And how many people was complaining and figuring that there was no, that, you know, this was just, you know, a pie in the sky. Ain't nothing gonna happen out of this. You know, some didn't even try. You know, they just said, forget it. They gave up, you know, and became frustrated, and others maybe did it once, twice, and they gave up and, you know, and just said, hey, I ain't got time for this. They just didn't have the patience. This is what life is like. There are events that we go through, and the way people think and the way sometimes, you know, things happen, you know, they don't go the way you think they should. Or something happens and you look at it like, there's no way anything good could come out of this. You know, the ones who quit and give up quickly let the negative thoughts take over their minds. And Allah addresses that when He says, the evil one threatens you with poverty and bids you to conduct yourselves unseemly. It also means to conduct yourself immorally. So isn't being ungrateful immoral? Isn't being hasty immoral? Isn't being impatient immoral? It is when we look at our life example in Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, and we, how he conducted himself with the ultimate patience. We can look at his life and see what he had to go through. And if patience was the number one thing that he had, then I don't know what else he had. And remember, patience comes from faith. So you can't have patience without already having the faith. There is a connection with this behavior and a person of little patience when you give up real fast. And only one person was willing to do whatever it took to accomplish that task that the king set forth. He was willing to keep filling the pot with the hole in it until he fulfilled that obligation. He had the patience enough to say, you know, I'm just going to do it, regardless how the water kept falling out of the pot, regardless of how frustrated he may have felt. He kept going quietly, steadily, unwavering. And then he was rewarded with more than just a job. He was given the ring for his patience. This is how we can see our being patient and what Allah can do for us in the rewards that he gives us when he goes to comfort and ease. Again, believers, Assalamu alaikum. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Understanding patience. Again, in this ayah that I've chosen today, O you who have believed, seek help through patience and prayer. Indeed, Allah is with the patience. Allah is with the patient, the sabareen, those who are steadfast and calm. This word comes from sabara, and it means to be patient, constant, and controlled. It also means to bind. And we know that when you bind something, you make it secure by tying it or attaching it or you fasten it, but you secure it. So being sabara, when you being a sabareen, is securing something. And aminu is also being in security. You know, there's no coincidences when Allah in the Quran. These things, this happens for a reason. So it's meaning that once we are secure in our belief and we have that trust, then we can therefore use the proper self-control, binding something, you know, in us. Controlling something in us. Controlling that nature that we just don't want to have patience. Controlling that urge to be like, you know what? I just don't have time to think this is going to be okay. This is World War III right here, right now. This is the end of the world when I'm going through. You know, so when we talk about sabareen, we're talking about sabara, we're talking about sabr, the patience, sabr. And it is to control ourselves. We must have self-control and restraint in all circumstances, good or bad. If we drink too much water, we can get sick. That's a good thing. Water is a good thing. You need water. But yet, if you don't have the self-control to know that you can only drink so much, you can get sick. You can actually drown. So we are to be, again, steadfast and constant in it. This will take willpower. This will take having a firm resolve. These type of qualities strengthen a person to advance along the path that not just of our choice, not a path we're thinking about, but a path that Allah has chosen for us, the Sirat al-Mustaqim. Allah says, but then is he that goes along with his face close to the ground better than someone guided than he that walks upright on the straight way. So this is telling us that the path for us that's better for us is on the straight path, on the straight way, the Sirat al-Mustaqim. And we are guided on that path, and we are to be hanif, upright. Upright in our nature, upright in that path. We're not to be arrogant, but we need to be upright in our nature. And this is not an easy task. You know, when I thought about, you know, the fact that Ramadan, the month of Ramadan, is so close. And I know when I first got into the religion, sometimes you used to have that hesitancy. You know, like, oh, here it comes. Now I look forward to it. And what is something we have to get out of Ramadan? Patience. That's a very big thing about Ramadan. Patience. And I'm not making light of the fact that life is hard, and it's even harder when you're in Ramadan. The eating and the drinking, that was the easiest thing to overcome. But the being patient, the understanding the other things that you have to work on during Ramadan, that's what's hard. So one, life is hard. I'm not making light of that. Two, living life the way we are created to live in this world at this time under these circumstances is even harder. Even harder. Patience is mentioned in the Quran quite a bit. In fact, it's over 90 times to be exact. So Allah is fully aware that this is essential in maintaining a steady and balanced life. He's mentioned it 90 times. There's a reason for that. We face hardships and adversities. And patience would be there to help us deal with that. It has been a requirement for the Muslim community from the beginning. And with our responsibility of establishing God's way of life, al-Islam, we must learn and understand the history of those who lived this way of life. And learn what they went through. And how being those who believe, how they were being aminu with patience. How they were so patient with all that they had to go through. That's all they had, was faith and to be patient. They had nothing else. The event that those first believers went through in Mecca and Medina, what Bilal, radiallahu anhu, what he went through when the rock was placed upon his chest. But he stayed patient. He had faith. And Allah says in the Quran, and seek aid in steadfast patience and prayer. This is indeed is a hard thing for all but the humble in spirit. And who could be more humble than the descendants of slaves who were brought here and subjected to the worst experiment in history? How could we survive for almost 400 years under the type of pressure that we've had, under the efforts to just point blank eliminate us? You know, Imam Muhammad said that slavery has damaged the social spirit and the inherent aim in our nature. A lot of negativity relating to work has to do with slavery. A lot of us are self-destructive and wanted to destroy beautiful things. A lot of that bad spirit is the ghost of slavery. So if we are dealing with all that inside of us, how could we be able to have got back to where those same ancestors who were Muslims, who in their prayers asked for their offspring to return back to the original nature, return back to the Quran? Just look at history. There is something in us that makes us able to deal with unordinary situations, unbelievable situations. It was the natural patience inside of us. So when we have a hard time being patient, it's the residual effects of slavery. And the more we put the Quran inside of us, the more we live this religion to the max. The max. Not just doing this and that of the religion, but fully living it. To do what we must do to listen to what Allah is telling us to do. Again, then Allah says in the Quran, has he not found thee an orphan and given thee shelter? Lost thee on thy way and guided thee, found thee in want. Again, we're understanding patience. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam from the Hadith, he says that whoever remains patient, Allah will make him patient. Nobody has been given a blessing better or greater than patience. Patience, the sabr, is much more than just waiting in a long line at a store. It's much more than when someone cuts you off on 52 trying to get to the masjid on time. It's much more than that. That's patience too, not to lose your cool on that. But it has degrees. This patience has degrees. Some people cannot have patience without struggling, you know, and then when they're dealing with difficulties. While others are able to have patience easily. You just look at somebody and just be like, don't nothing bother them. I don't know how they do it. It's like when a man is wrestling a stronger man and he cannot beat him, regardless of the effort he puts. Everything he tries to do, he always seems to lose. And then there's a type where a man wrestles a weaker opponent and he easily beats him. This is how patience is. You know, when we as human beings face a task that seems beyond our resources, when we figure out that there's no way we can deal with this, when we face the evil that is in this world, that is in our lives, you know, when we find the temptations and the allurements of this world, and when we see the corruption that is so very strong, we should seek the help of Allah. We should be patient. That's how you get the help. We start this process first by having the trust and feeling secure in that trust. We start the process by faith, by the faith that is needed to help us get to a place where patience is not something that we turn on, but that we get to a place where patience is always working in us. We got to have patience that in us like our heart beats. Nobody can do anything to our heart. That's how we need to have patience. Always working. Now, I'm still on patience. I'm still on sabr. And in the ayah that I picked, it touched on the salat and Allah is with those of the patient. And I haven't even touched on the connection that salat has made that makes with this. You know, but that's how the Quran is. The Quran has depth. you know, inside of it. And it's so important that we try to learn and read it in the original language so that we can benefit from that, from what all that's in there. You know, we can be patient while you try to learn the Quran, because it's not easy, but it is so worth it. So when we have difficult times, we need patience more than ever. What can help us realize that patience is going to help us through what we are dealing with? You know, first we need to think of the good things that lie ahead. The more you trust and believe in the rewards that you are waiting on, the easier it becomes to have patience. If it wasn't for the anticipation that we have for those rewards, we know that we get through this tough life, we know Allah will reward us. You know, when we anticipate that, there's nothing that we set as goals in this life or in the world to become that could be achieved if we don't. So we would just give up if we didn't try to fill the pot, if we didn't believe that there's something better than what we're dealing with. We would miss out on the ring and miss out on working with the king, but we should also think about being patient is something that we should do out of obedience to Allah, because He has told us to do this. Another reason why patience during trials and adversity is needed is we are expecting and hoping and praying for that time of comfort and ease. This hope itself offers a measure of immediate relief. And this really goes to really what Salat does, you know, that's inside of this side, that Salat helps you go ahead and get your mind on Allah and ask for that ease, and it comforts you. But doesn't Allah say, finna ma'yusra yusra, inna ma'yusra yusra? So verily with every difficulty, there is relief. Verily with every difficulty, there is relief. Think of Allah's countless blessings. And when you realize that you cannot count His blessings, we will realize that we are being patient and facing the current difficulties and being patient in this time will make it easier. Because the present issue is just like a drop in the ocean of the blessings of Allah. And you know the old saying is like a duck, you know, water off a duck's back. That little problem you have, just going to roll right off, not going to affect you. So remember, you know, what I read from the prophet earlier, nobody is given a blessing better or greater than patience. Being able to have patience is like strength. You know, when I mentioned before that you have to wrestle with it, we have to do whatever is necessary to make our patience stronger. Knowledge is necessary in order for us to realize the benefits of following the commands of Allah. Remember, patience is fard, it's obligatory. It's not something we know we can choose to do. If we're not being patient, then we're not following what Allah has told us to be. If we are aminu, we have believed. It is something that we are commanded. Now await in patience the command of thy Lord, for verily thou art in our eyes. Again, once we realize this, it will add to our willpower. It will strengthen us. It will help us become the complete human being. And it will aid in our patience. You know, it gets stronger and stronger. You know, there's a quote about patience. It says, patience is the companion of wisdom. You know, Imam Muhammad said that the Muslim develops as knowledge increases, and the iman, faith, develops as knowledge increases. So every Friday, we are to read Surah 18, Al-Kahf, the cave. And in this story, it's a story of Moses, alayhi salam, and how he was seeking knowledge. And when he came to the guided one, he asked to follow him. And the guided one responded, behold, thou will never be able to have patience with me. How can thou have patience about things which thy understanding is not complete? One thing we can take from this is that in our quest for knowledge, the most important thing that we will need is that patience. Especially when we are seeking something new. Our experiences may limit us while we try to learn. But we are not to be deterred, because this is what life is about. Even Moses, alayhi salam, had to gain experience. This is how important it is for us in becoming patient. Knowledge develops our faith. And we become better Muslims in turn, and in turn, it increases our faith, and our secure feeling in what we believe in increases. A lie is who we are to trust, having no wavering in that. This faith begins with our Shahada, by declaring La ilaha illallah. There is no God but Allah. We first establish our humility in us, and by making this declaration, we are now ready to accept the challenges that we're going to face. This part is a part of patience, accepting those challenges. You know, I still have some family and friends that just haven't got over to that Muslim stuff that Robbie's into. They just haven't fully been able to, you know, they still think that at some point in time I'm the same, you know, cousin that they grew up with. You know, that's a challenge. That's something you have to be patient with. And we are given, you know, the strength to have to accept these moral challenges that we face daily in our lives. Increasing our faith also gives us hope for guidance. Allah would not give us all that we want at once. So we need to understand that we'd be given guidance in steps. And once we feel that Allah has guided us, once you feel that, you know what, that was Allah that did that, you know, you become even more firm and more patient, and you feel it, and you have that certainty. You have that motivation to continue to believe. You have that motivation to say, you know what, I was patient then, I'm going to be patient now. All this is inside of taqwa as well. We know that this one word, taqwa, is years of kutbahs and talibs. But inside that this word, we have the faith in Allah, the love in Allah, for Allah, and regard for Allah, and trust in Allah. All these make up our having patience. We will have patience once we love Allah, not wanting to disappoint Him, showing we can be steadfast and that we're going to learn and grow from what we're dealing with. We have a regard for Allah, knowing that we have given our full attention to Allah during any time of distress and even when we're not in distress. We have a love for Allah because we know that sometimes bad things have to happen, and so that we can appreciate the good things we get. And Allah won't put us through anything that we're not able to handle. And we must trust Allah to have patience. We may not understand why we are going through this certain situation, but it is a must in the will of Allah. And we say, Allahu alam, Allah knows best. And I trust that I'll benefit from this somehow. And as I end the second part of the khutbah, I didn't get all the way into the ayat. I didn't. And you know, Allah knows best. But inshallah, in the future, I'll be able to do that. I'm going to end with this. I have a few advantages for being patient. There are, being patient is character development. It doesn't always have to be painful, and it depends on how you handle your experiences, but growth does take time, and being patient develops us in a way that nothing else can. We learn to master our impulses and our responses when we develop a character of patience. Also, being patient helps develop the future. It takes patience to teach others and pass on a legacy. It takes patience when you take the time and you are patient and you teach others and you're investing in the future, and you're also showing somebody else that may be younger than you how being patient is beneficial in your life. You know, I can't give you statistics. I don't know everybody that has been on earth, but I'm willing to say that more patient people live a longer life. I'm willing to say that. Growth. Being patient helps growth. It helps us grow and establish our roots deep so we can become strong like a tree. And it gives us the foundation needed to make us stable. You know, and also being patient is wisdom. Wisdom is the accumulation of knowledge and experience, and that must be earned through patience and growth. And I'll end with this. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa sallam, right? He brought us the book and he brought us the wisdom. I mean. Rabbi na taqabah in the cab and tas. I mean, what I mean. Again, the month of Ramadan is scheduled to start around the June 6th or June 7th. Please check the website for announcements, because that will be during the weekday. If anybody would like to work on the Eid committee, please let yourself be known. Don't forget the sadaqah, the zakat. Remember, this is a pillar of our faith. Please move forward in the musala, fill in the gaps to make more space. Please remember to turn your cell phones to silent or off when entering the musala. And please always remember to wear your shoes inside the restrooms. We still have patties available. Buy a Muslim journal and purchase one for a family member or friend. Please bring old Muslim journals and donate them, please. The new prayer schedule for next month is available on the back table. We have two letters here. Dear Muslim, dear brothers and sisters of Masjid al-Mukminun, there are no words worthy to express our gratitude and appreciation for your concern and support of Claire Muhammad School in Nashville. We can only thank Allah for believers who are conscious and act upon their consciousness. It is sometimes difficult to identify funding for the school, but believers such as you make it a little easier. Ameed Abdullah, the principal, and it says, no, we are so grateful for your help. This was the Claire Muhammad School in Nashville, Tennessee. Masjid al-Mukminun, I really appreciate the fact that I qualified to receive the scholarship. This means a lot to me and also my mother because of how hard she works for me on things that I don't even know about. I just wanted to take the time out and tell you that your scholarship is going to help me become a successful person later in life. I'm going to major in business marketing and try to pursue my dreams in basketball as well. And your scholarship is a financial way of helping me get to where I want to be in my life. Thank you so much for seeing the potential in me, and I promise I would not let you down. Sincerely, Kelvin L. Jones, Jr. This young man is a senior from Carver High School. Ikame, inshallah.